Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So on Monday of this week, we received from a source, a collection of confidential documents related to the Biden family. So we texted a producer in New York and we asked him to send those documents to us in LA, and he did that. But the Biden documents never arrived in Los Angeles.
Must have gotten lost in the mail.
Tuesday morning, we received word from the shipping company that our package had been opened and the contents were missing. The documents had disappeared.
I mean, parcels are rarely damaged during shipping.
Define rarely.
Frequently.
As of tonight, the company has no idea and no working theory even about what happened to this trove of materials, documents that are directly relevant to the presidential campaign just 6 days from now.
When you control the mail, you control information.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
At least three people are dead following a knife attack at a church in Nice, France. The suspect was shot and captured by police. The mayor now calling it a terrorist attack.
The assailant shouted repeatedly, Allahu Akbar.
This is a country that is terrorized by these Islamic radicals.
It is, and we don't know the motive in this case.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The third quarter GDP report is out. The economy growing at a record 33.1%.
That's a blowout number.
The GDP number was even beat the consensus expectations.
I think it exceeded all expectations. We've never had anything remotely close to this. This thing was kicking on all cylinders.
I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Barry, who are you voting for?
Donald J. Don Trump.
Why?
He's a great thing since sliced bread.
Leave that man a seeker!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We just spoke with Donald Trump Jr. He's on his way to the rally at the church, Orrington Calvary Chapel. And it was originally planned to be at Greenway Equipment Sales in Bangor. But they got a letter yesterday, the owners, Tyler and Mitch Smith, from the Commissioner of Health and Human Services, Jean M. Lambrew, Ph.D. Dear Mr. Smith, the media has informed state officials. She's got a Ph.D., but she doesn't know that the media is plural. It should be the media have informed state officials. But, you know, PhD, not quite worth what it used to be. The media has informed state officials that your organization is hosting a political event on October 29th, 2020. Political events are part of the fabric of our democracy. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No rules prohibit such events, even during the global COVID-19 pandemic. 146 dead in Maine. I'm sorry they're dead, but I don't think there have been any fatalities in Maine in several days. Because the last time I checked, which was last week, it was 146 dead, and I just looked it up, and it still seems that it's 146 dead. So they talk... The state requires measures to protect attendees and staff, such as the requirement to wear face coverings, to limit the number of participants to 50 indoors and 100 outdoors, and to maintain physical distancing. And then here that's the carrot is, you know, political events are part of the fabric of our democracy. Here's the stick. If there is noncompliance with these executive orders and guidelines, we will take all reasonable and practicable actions to protect the health and safety of Maine people. Nicht wahr. So that's the word. So I don't blame the Smiths for saying, hey, you know, we don't need this kind of BS. But the church is already suing Janet Mills. Because we do have something, believe it or not, the Democrats don't much like it, but it's called the First Amendment. And it guarantees freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion. And the Democrat governors, including Charlie Parker in Massachusetts, I know he's technically a Republican, but he's really a Democrat. We all know that. And Stephen Moore, the president's economic advisor, identified him as a Democrat yesterday on Fox and Friends. And you know what? Everybody said, yeah, he's right. He's right. Why didn't they just call the Donald Trump rally, as somebody points out, a peaceful protest? And then it would have been okay. You know, they're not doing anything about those 1,000 looters that were in Philadelphia last night, are they? Were they wearing masks? Were they observing social distancing when they were looting? No, I didn't. It's a peaceful protest, though. If you want to loot, that's your First Amendment right to loot. If you want to listen to a Republican speak, though, in Bangor, that's a health hazard. That's irresponsible and dangerous behavior. 844-500-4242. Then we just told you the UPS mystery. I don't think it's been solved yet, right? At least we don't know that it's been solved, but they have gotten the documents back to Tucker Carlson. And 617 says, I've been with UPS for over 30 years. They will find out what happened and who did it. They do not like press. Yeah. It's 844-500-4242. Who recognized Jean Lambrew's name? She was the Health and Human Services Director under Barack Obama. She got ousted when she could not move Obamacare ahead fast enough. Well, she's doing a good job trying to shut down a Trump rally. She succeeded in getting it moved. She succeeded in making it more difficult. But I dare say that they'll probably have a bigger turnout tonight at the church than they would have had at the hardware store. And, you know, I think probably Janet Mills is pretty angry, too, that what happened on Sunday when President Trump came in to the orchard and they had 3,000 or 4,000 people. And as the Bangor Daily News pointed out, many of them weren't wearing masks. Oh. 978, I just went on the Bangor Daily News website, all COVID panic porn. Every story on the front page is COVID, not a word about Trump's visit. Yeah. Are you surprised? There's a reason why people in Southern Maine, I think people in the 2nd Congressional District are going to vote big time. They have a good Senate, a good House candidate, Crafts against Jared Golden, who stole the seat thanks to ranked choice voting. But in Southern Maine, I think people may be more depressed, and they think, well, you know, Biden's going to carry the state anyway, and Collins Gideon is not that great of a choice. I would still vote for Collins if I were up there. I would hold my nose, literally hold my nose and vote for Collins. She's a disappointment, but Gideon would be worse. Gideon would be another fake Indian, another Catherine Clark down at, or not as bad as Ayanna Pressley, but she'd definitely be a Catherine Clark type. And I'd vote for her. But anyway.
But Howie, I want to remind people of that. I know it stinks, but you have to sometimes hold your nose. We have to maintain the majority in the Senate. That's important.
No, it is. It absolutely is.
It's more important than, you know, people always say, oh, well, I'm not going to vote because they think it kind of sticks it to the person. But you're just sticking it to yourself in the long run.
I agree. That's why I'm saying you got to get out. And if you're in Southern Maine and you don't think you got much reason to vote, go out and vote. Try to save Collins' Senate seat, save the Republican majority in the Senate. And also, if somehow Trump could get more votes than Biden, you know, get enough votes in the 1st congressional district to not neutralize everything in the 2nd congressional district, Trump could get 3 votes in Maine instead of 1 vote in the Electoral College. And you know what? If, you know, it could come down to that. It really could. I mean, it could be very close. All he needs is 271 votes to be reelected president. All right. We're going to take a lot of calls in this hour, 844-500-4242. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Lisa wrote that the Thunderstorm is everything Howie Carr claimed it would be. I have three dogs and three birds, but you wouldn't know it now. Another stated the Thunderstorm way exceeded my expectations. It will be even more handy when winter arrives and we can't open the windows. Winter is coming, of course, so plan now. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous. Eden Pure is passing these savings on to you, the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand. I'm holding it in my hand right now if you're on social media. You can plug it into the wall to purify the air from any odor, pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell that you may have in your basement. I've seen large air purification systems that cost a grand and take up a lot of space. The Thunderstorm is below $100 and doesn't take up any room. Also, no filters are needed. That saves you a lot of time and effort. Take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I got to say, my own newspaper is leading with panic porn tonight. It's just more cases are reported. Cases. That means you test positive. 286 new cases of coronavirus reported in Massachusetts schools. And you know what the death rate is? You know how many people of those 286 are going to die? Zero. Zero deaths. So why is it the lead story? Because it's easy. It's easy. No one's going to sue. You don't have to make any phone calls. It's just posted. That's the way, unfortunately, journalism is today. Talking about ED isn't easy. Good thing Roman makes treating ED simple, safe, and from the comfort of your own home. Get a free online evaluation today at GetRoman.com/Howie. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who more threatens your freedoms as an American? Russia, China, or Silicon Valley?
We should have put down Democrat governors and mayors, too. But I'm going to vote for Silicon Valley since the Democrat governors and mayors aren't on the list.
77% say Silicon Valley.
All right. 844-500-4242. Joining us now on the line is Lou Murray from Ward 20. He's a political activist. And he's been sending me stuff. He's been getting stuff from Steve Bannon from the treasure trove of Hunter Biden's laptop. Lou, thanks for sending me all that stuff. It's very amusing. I don't know what I can do with it, some of it, especially with James Bulger. But still, it's really interesting to see that a guy named James Bulger is getting the voting proxy of Hunter Biden. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it, in a in a historical way.
Can you imagine the family grift started with, you know, $5,000 jobs on the MBTA, and now it's gone to, you know, $5 million private equity deals with China, the Communist Party.
James Bulger, if you don't know, is the nephew of James Whitey Bulger, and he's the son of the corrupt midget Billy Bulger. And I don't know how he fits in to this group of big league grifters like John Kerry's stepson and Biden's wayward crackhead son. How does James Bulger fit into this group of people?
You know, we don't know yet, but I got good news for you. I'm picking up a thumb drive with 38,000 emails on it for you to go through so we can figure this one out.
38,000 emails.
From Hunter's laptop, courtesy of Steve Bannon and Jack Maxey.
I hope they've got multiple reporters working on this. I guess Glenn Greenwald, I thought he owned The Intercept, but he's been forced out of The Intercept because he wanted to write about the Hunter Biden scandal. How does that work? Am I going to get fired from the HowieCarrShow.com if I want to write about Hunter Biden?
I don't know. I don't know if you heard this, but James Rosen from Sinclair broke a story about 30 minutes ago that the FBI has an active, ongoing money laundering investigation on Hunter Biden. So I think everything is going to break wide open over the next 12 hours. And I got one thing to say to Marty Walsh. Unpack.
Well, I think Ayanna's planning to run for the Senate too, you know. But I've seen this happen before, Lou, and so do you. I remember the election night 2004, Steve Lynch announced that he was going to be using the IBEW Hall in Dorchester on Saturday after the election to announce his candidacy for the state Senate, for the U.S. Senate, I should say, for the seat being vacated by President-elect John Forbes Kerry. Do you remember that? That was a news story. He had made his announcement.
I know.
That press conference is still in abeyance. It hasn't taken place yet in 16 years.
Howie, I feel so good about Trump's chances. I feel like I took a double dose of Super Beats.
Really? Do you feel that great, Lou? That's why Grace wanted to have you on, because you're so confident. I want to be cheered up.
You want to be cheered up? Let me cheer you up. The Republicans went ahead today in Arizona, 24 hours after phony Jeff Flake, the phony Tea Partier, the phony pro-lifer, endorsed Joe Biden. You know, and Rasmussen has it 48-45 for Trump. And a whole other bunch of good news. It's good news that Trump makes, right? He put together a machine. 174,000 new Republican voters that the campaign went out, found, and registered. This afternoon in Florida, where you are, the early voting, early in-person voting, and voting by mail, at one stage, the Republicans were gaining on the Democrats by 10,000 votes an hour.
Wow.
You know, it's absolutely amazing. So, you know, I think that outperformance in the early person in-person voting and the voting by mail has totally caused a collapse in the Democrat internals. And, you know, the other thing that you have to look at is this is a turnout election, and the Trump machine has spent 19 months identifying their voters. And after you identify your voters, you've got to get them out to the polls. They've had over 160 million contacts with voters. They had so many volunteers last weekend on Saturday that over a million doors were knocked and a million doors knocked. And within that million, there was numerous phone calls where they actually spoke to a voter to get them out to the poll. And they have a 37.5% return rate on those contacts, which is unheard of.
That's really good. I understand. I'm beginning to understand that thanks to, you know, our move into social media. That's amazing.
There you go. And, you know, you get the fantastic economic move, and then, you know, just look at momentum, right? In Nevada, another western state, which was, you know, really close for Trump, they've had 40,000 new voters from the rural districts that they weren't counting on. And you're seeing that same phenomenon happen in Colorado and in Virginia, of all places. Virginia is starting to be competitive. And so what we're looking at is the polling models that the mainstream press are using are completely underestimating the rural white males and non-college educated voters that are flooding into the polling places in Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, you know. And then you look at the numbers at these rallies. I mean, the pictures are just unbelievable.
I'm cheered up, Lou. Now, send me all the Bulger emails. That's right. I want to figure this thing out. Where did James Bulger come from? the new James Bulger. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So this is from James Rosen. He used to work for Fox, and he was surveilled by the Obama administration FBI Justice Department thugs, as you may recall. He now works for the Sinclair TV stations. He tweeted this out. The Justice Department official confirms that in 2019, the FBI opened a criminal investigation into, quote, Hunter Biden and his associates, focused on allegations of money laundering, and that it remains open and active today, more very soon on your We Are Sinclair stations. So, again, take it for what it's worth. The FBI is investigating. If you want to hide something real good, just stick it in one of the FBI's law books, at least if you want to hide something Democrat real good. They're a little better on Republicans. They just make stuff up about Republicans, as we've seen over the last 4 years. Meanwhile, try what I'm about to tell you, not destroy your faith in the integrity of the racial spoil system in the United States of America. Here's a headline from the Daily Caller. Another professor resigns following accusations she pretended to be non-white. How many of these people are there? They're getting busted at the rate of one a month. Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, was way ahead of her time. Kelly Keen Sharp resigned Tuesday from her assistant professorship at Furman University following accusations she pretended to be non-white, a university spokesman said. An anonymous person ousted the African-American history scholar. But they call her the African-American, but apparently she was pretending to be Mexican or Chicana. Through a Medium post. The anonymous writer said that he or she distantly knew Sharp when Sharp was a graduate student at UCal Davis, and that Sharp only recently began identifying as Chicana.
Wait, was she African-American, or was she teaching African-American history?
Oh, that's right, African-American history scholar. Well, maybe she was teaching. I thought I was reading it as African-American, but maybe she teaches African-American history and was claiming to be a Chicana. So
this gets curiouser and curiouser.
Or maybe she was a Chicana. Okay, maybe she was a an African American teaching Chicana history. I don't know. All I know is she is no longer there. She has been sent into the darkness, into the private sector, the dreaded private sector. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Good. Howie, I am a volunteer with the Trump campaign here in Maine, and I just wanted to encourage people to, beyond doing just supporting the president, actually take a look at what's going on your local ballots, particularly your Board of Education, because I interviewed six of the people running for the Board of Education in Waterville, Maine.
Yeah.
And I found one of them that, the question I asked him was, do you support Black Lives Matter, including their information, in our grade schools, grades K through 12? And he was all for it. This kind of thing really needs to be looked at. And people need to pay attention to this, because this is where our kids are learning.
Right. No, I know. I think that's part of the problem that we've got now. The people under 30 support Joe Biden overwhelmingly. And you know, you'd have to be an idiot, honestly, to support Joe Biden. And they're idiots. They don't know anything about history or political science or the Constitution or the American Revolution or the Civil War. They don't know anything about our heritage. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call there, Brian. Let's see here. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else here with okay. Here's a tweet from Tucker Carlson. Our reporting on the Biden corruption scandal is not over tonight. That's from last night. Excuse me. I apologize. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, just talk about hypocrites. Monday or Tuesday, Joe Biden showed up in Bangor on Thomas Hill standpipe for a rally for 100, 125 people, and I'm being gracious. They didn't seem to care about social distancing, masks. They didn't get threats from the governor or the state, and they just had their happy little thing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, the double standard is breathtaking, isn't it, Steve? It's not just in Maine, it's across the country.
Literally, if it weren't for the double standards, they wouldn't have any at all, I guess.
Right. Right. I mean, look at, we were talking the other night about the shutting down the hockey in Massachusetts. They've also shut down the hockey in New Hampshire and Maine as well. And, you know, Charlie Parker was treating the hockey players, these kids in youth hockey and their parents, as if they're some kind of criminals. And he was so so forgiving and so understanding of all the looters and the rioters in Boston in late May. But now, you know, the pandemic is manageable now. And again, they keep talking, oh, well, there's so many people testing positive. Well, they're giving out all these tests. If you test people for anything, you're going to come back with a certain number of positive cases. But the fact is, there aren't many people dying. Look at Maine. Again, 146 dead in Maine. When was the last time anyone died from COVID-19 in Maine? It's been a while, hasn't it? And I'm sorry if anybody's dead, but I dare say more people are dying of other maladies like cancer, heart disease, diabetes than are dying of COVID-19. Thanks for the call, Steve. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Great fan. I listen to you and Mark Levine every single night.
Thank you.
A bunch of things. Howie, do you have grandparents?
They're dead.
Simple questions. Or did you have grandparents?
Yes.
Common sense answer. We all know older people, okay? So, you know older people. If you had the flu, would you go to your grandparents' house?
Probably not.
Okay, so it's common sense information. So in a place like New York, per se, why would somebody who's very well educated, supposedly a governor, send sick people to nursing homes?
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, it does. It makes no sense, especially when the people that are running the nursing homes, who you might suspect would have a better idea of the population and their health that they're dealing with, asked him specifically not to send people who tested positive back into the nursing homes, correct?
Howie, can I just ask, if you had the flu, I'm just curious what took you so long to decide whether or not you would go to your grandparents' house. It seemed like you were really weighing whether or not you would go.
Well, you see, Grace, they usually had chocolate cake there for me.
I only had one grandparent alive since I was born. I very seldom ever went to her house. So that's what I was thinking about. Under what circumstances would I go to her house in the first place? That was what I was.
Wow. You were such a good grandson.
I didn't hate her or anything. We didn't live close by, and you know, she couldn't cook. I mean, I hate this. She was a lovely woman, but she didn't cook very well, and she didn't keep a very clean house. I didn't really enjoy being there that much, Grace. Is that a bad thing for me to say? I guess it is. That's the way. What can I say? 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Howie. Hey, listen, I heard you talking about everything up here in Maine. And, you know, we got a retired military doctor that's running against Pingree up here in the 1st District.
Yeah.
His name's Jay Allen.
Yeah.
And he's got probably one of the best resumes we ever saw. But there's something all the vets in Maine need to hear. We've been trying to get a psychiatric unit put in up at Togas for a long time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the first 48 hours is crucial with these guys. So the congressional delegation sent a letter to the secretary of the VA to try to get funding for it.
Right.
It was signed by everyone in the state except Pingree. She never signed it.
Shelley Pingree, the first congressional district representative. Yes.
Yeah. She's been missing in action for 12 years. We can't figure out anything she's done in 12 years up here.
Yeah.
So the vets have got to pay attention down in the first district. And the vets have got to pay attention up here in Maine. Because I'll tell you, Susan Collins has done more for vets up here in Maine than anyone I've ever dealt with. And if they think Sarah Shapeshifter Gideon is going to do anything for them, they better think twice.
Oh, no, absolutely correct. And, you know, we were talking earlier about the Bangor Daily News is full of panic porn stories all over there. You know, they're just trying to suppress the Republican vote and keep people in a state of high agitation as the election nears. And the one story that's not about panic porn is about the Senate race. And it says the latest polls show it's a dead heat between Sarah Gideon and Susan Collins. But it says Sarah has the edge because of ranked choice voting. So they're going to try to steal another Republican seat here, Mike, with this ranked choice voting fraud.
That's why we all got to get out and get Susan over the line. You know, this is really important up here. You know, she's going to be the chair of the most powerful committee in the Senate. And Gideon isn't going to be able to find the ladies' room when she gets there.
She just wants to find the hairdresser, that's all. You know, and it's just, again, this is a reason why you vote against ranked choice voting in Massachusetts. It's on the ballot. Vote no on question two. You have to vote no on question two. That is a really significant vote because they'll start. I know there are not many Republicans in elective office in Massachusetts, and some of them are total frauds, like the governor and the lieutenant governor. But if there's ever going to be a decent Republican elected, it's going to be immeasurably harder if you let this ranked choice voting go through. It's all you need to know about it is, as one of the texters said, ranked choice voting is letting progressives count the votes until they win. It's totally fraudulent. And they stole Bruce Poliquin's seat in the 2nd Congressional District in 2018, and now they're going to try to steal Susan Collins' Senate seat in 2020. And it's got to be stopped in Maine. It's got to be stopped in Massachusetts before it even gets a foothold. All right. 844-500-4242. Never in the history of real estate have government-issued moratoriums against property owners been so widespread. Don't wait for the value of your property to sink lower. Looking at a headline right now in the Boston Herald, anti-eviction protesters block entrance to Boston Municipal Court. They don't want to pay rent. They don't want to pay rent. So you've got to take care and watch out what's happening with your property. Don't wait for the value of your property to sink even lower. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From rural farms, country clubs, estates, and historic office buildings throughout New England, J.J. Manning could get your property sold fast and with no contingencies. There is a big reason why Banker and Tradesman have voted J.J. Manning number one for 7 consecutive years in a row. They have the buyers and they pay cash. When you sell with a real estate broker, you have to pay commission, but with an auction, the buyer pays. This is a very treacherous real estate market now, commercial or residential. You got to know what you're doing, and you don't want to make a mistake. It can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the Moonbats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, this is Cindy from Austerville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
There's a text from 978. Even if you want to go by the new quote-unquote positive cases metric, which you and I both know doesn't matter, Maine has the lowest COVID positive test rate in the country. Mills should be recalled for her abysmal failure. It's just so absurd that this has gone on as long as it has. Just to read a few headlines here from the New York Post before we go back to the phone lines. Michigan couple swiped millions in COVID aid, splurged on jewelry and clothes. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the government's relief effort. How about this one? AOC wears $14,000 outfit for anti-Trump Vanity Fair cover shoot. She's a revolutionary, you know, with her French bulldog puppy and her $14,000 outfit and her $180,000 a year salary in her apartment in some Tony yuppie district in D.C. Here's another one. BLM mob violently chases Jewish men showing solidarity at Philadelphia protest. They were told to go back to the synagogue of Satan. So much for solidarity in the leftist community. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil.
Howie, I have a son in the United States Marine Corps, currently deployed, so I understand the previous caller's, Susan Collins doing something for the veterans. But Susan Collins, the Republican who voted against Amy Coney Barrett's appointment?
I agree, Neil. It totally sucks what she did. But she voted for Kavanaugh. You know, she put Kavanaugh over the top. And you got to ask yourself the question, are you going to get more from Susan Collins or from Sarah Gideon? And that answers itself, doesn't it?
Well, maybe, but a Republican who voted against Amy Coney Barrett. That is.
I know there's an old saying: don't let perfection be the enemy of the good. And Ronald Reagan used to say, if somebody's with us 80% of the time, that's better than somebody who's with us 0% of the time. Neil, I understand what you're saying, but I would still have to vote for Susan Collins and. I would urge everybody to vote, and we got to figure out who people in Maine should vote for in their second pick, so that Sarah Gideon doesn't get elected through this abomination ranked choice voting. Thanks for the call, Neil. Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
Hi, great show, Howie, as usual.
Thanks.
I think the biggest contagion is the D.C. liberal contagion down to your local towns. I mean, I live in a small town, and I'm serious. You look at, talk about taking advantage of the COVID. So we had a budget that failed on the levy question.
Yeah.
So they tried to go from a ballot with 2,000 people to all of a sudden a town meeting, which ended up getting exposed. They couldn't have it, which would seriously limit the numbers so they could pack the meeting. You'd go from 2,000 people to a town meeting, which everyone groups up and keep it to like 131 people. They attempted that, but you got to look at this stuff. You look at the.
So this would be a town. So this was a town meeting, not where the town meeting members were elected, but you would just show up. Is that right?
Exactly. We were voting for a budget. So the initial budget failed on a budget vote. They tried to use the whole situation, have a town meeting at a local high school, which would seriously limit the number of people.
Right.
It got exposed.
I know how that works. You know, I was on the town meeting in Wellesley, and but we were all elected. What they did in Massachusetts, when they have these overrides of the property tax limits, they would schedule the votes for the summer. The summer, July, when nobody's in town. I'm Howie Carr.